Sir Sherlock, the series, starring Tom Baker as Sherlock Holmes.
No further. Not a step. I might kill her ladyship instead.
She doesn't care for you. You've already served your purpose.
She promised!
Oh, I'm sure she promised everything.
Wake up screaming!
Look at him, Watson. He's broken.
I can see their faces at night. I can see them!
Mr. Babanin!
Oh, Sir Sherlock. I wondered when I might get another visit from you.
Am I right in thinking that you knew the deceased well?
The captain has suffered many sorrows, many betrayals. Rank for him has become an armor. I do not begrudge a warrior his armor.
Thank you for looking after 221B in our absence, Hitch.
We try to keep everything in good order, Sir Sherlock.
You'll find everything exactly as you left it, but we did stop short of investigating any new cases for you.
That would have been a sheer impertinence, although we were mistaken for you and Dr. Watson once or twice.
We do share a distinguished profile, Sir Sherlock. It's easy to see how a casual observer might confuse the two of us.
Absolute poppycock, Ivor.
I walk in the footsteps of the ancients.
Professor Digby.
Don't take another step. You're not policemen. You can't arrest me. You can't do anything.
We can make sure you get hanged on 2 counts of murder. 3, if you insist upon killing Professor Sweet.
I can make it 6 if you really want to push me, Detective. Now keep away! I said keep away. You've seen what this blade can do.
Dead Babies by Martin Amis for Macmillan Audio.
Giles Coldstream was crawling around the floor in search of the telephone, both hands cupped tightly over his mouth. The curling green cord eventually led him to a heap of spent gin bottles beneath his desk. With his left palm still flat over his lips, Giles tugged at the wire, hobbled into a crouch, and dialed 2 digits.
Get me Dr. Wallman, quickly! Dr. Sir Gerald Wall...
But even as he spoke, a tooth the shape and hue of a potato chip slopped over his tongue and fell with a hollow rattle into the Bakelite receiver.
Please, quickly!
What number do you want?
Asked a female voice.
Please, I'm... They're all...
And now, in strips like an unstrung necklace or rippling piano keys, they began to cascade from his mouth.
What number do you want?
The voice repeated. Giles dropped the telephone. His hands fidgeted frenetically inside his mouth, trying to keep them there, trying to put them back. His face went glossy with tears as a bubble of blood welled from his lips.
My teeth, he said. Somebody please help me. They're all gone.
The Screaming Queens, with Wink Taylor as Kenneth Williams.
I'm fit to burst with talent here.
Screaming Queens, it's a right carry-on.
Outrageous!
The Winter Freak Show by Dan Parsons for Audible.
As the spectators erupted into rapturous applause, Nico slipped off the stage and his performers charged in from the edges of the platform. The creatures of illusion poured in on all fours, or unfurled their wings and took flight. A torrent of excited and frightened gasps passed through the audience. The Winter Freak Show had indeed begun.
The Winter Freak Show!